Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am super delighted that you are here with me today. I am revved up on iced coffee. I also just finished the second half of my breakfast sandwich. I had the first with my kiddos, then we got the girlies off, you know, out and about, and finally had time to sit down and eat it. So I feel like I am breathing in everything but the bagel seasoning, like into this microphone. My mouth reeks of garlic. So really glad that you cannot smell my breath right now. But it was delicious. So I'm nourished. I have my iced coffee. I have energy. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to really kick off the next month for the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. As you may know or may not, I am a registered dietitian, and next month, March, is National Nutrition Month, and the second Wednesday of every March every year is National Registered Dietitian Day. So we have a really cool series coming up on the podcast where you're going to hear me interviewing some of our providers on the Fine Food Freedom team. And we did this last March, but now we have 14 providers, which is incredible. So we have many, many weeks of interviews to come, but really wanted to start featuring, you know, some of our newer dietitians that joined the team. They've been on our team for a while now. We just haven't got these episodes out. So excited to use the theme of March as an excuse to get these out. And I wanted to kick off telling a little bit about my story. I do this every year as National Registered Dietitian Day kind of comes up. It helps me reflect on my journey as a dietitian. And it also makes me think about every single dietetic intern I've worked with or student I've worked with virtually that I sit with now and I still mentor. I think about the conversations that I have over and over and over with these humans. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we condense this and put this into a podcast form? Because maybe you don't work with the Fine Food Freedom team. Maybe I never get to be your mentor or your supervisor, you know, or someone that you work with and from a professional setting, but I still want to be able to get this information out to those who want to hear it. So this episode is going to be like things I would tell my younger self as a dietetic intern, as someone who wants to be a dietitian. But honestly, even if you don't want to be a dietitian, like even if you want to be a thought leader and someone who counsels, maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's still in the medical professional field and having a presence in the media, like anything that's kind of correlated to what I do, I think these words can be really helpful. So before we do that, I want to read today's Fine Food Freedom win of the week. And then let's get into it. So today's Fine Food Freedom Win of the Week says this. I just met with Julie and it's been a really mentally tough season. She is such a light. I'm so thankful for you for providing the opportunity for people like me to get care. It is so surreal that I have access. So this is a DM from one of our clients that works one-on-one with our dietitian Julie on our team. Again, like I told you, we have 14 registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. And part of what I'm going to talk about today is like the progression of how I've got to this position of being a part of this incredible team. But I want you to know before we get into that, we accept health insurance. And it is so important for people to know that because most people have no idea that they have these benefits. So get your benefits checked. You can click the link in the show notes below. You can go on Instagram. You can go on TikTok. Check your benefits with our team. Even if you're someone who's like, I don't want counseling, this is still an incredible resource. If you're hitting up my DMs or you just have questions about stuff, like you don't even need to do counseling. You can just meet one-on-one with a dietitian, even if it's once, to ask whatever questions you want. So use it as an information session. But I highly recommend, if you're trying to heal your relationship with food and body, it could be very, very helpful to meet with a dietitian one-on-one, specifically someone on the Find Food Freedom team who we know is weight inclusive, health at every size aligned, intuitive eating informed, and has body image continuing education as well. Because fun fact, most dietitians have no idea how to counsel people related to body image. And that is scary because our relationship with food deeply correlates with our relationship with our body. I digress. Let's get into my timeline. It's funny that every time I tell this story, like every year, I just have more and more to add to it, which is really cool to see. I think about like when I did this a few years ago, like just how different things were. So yeah, it's crazy. And I forget that like there's probably new people here that have never obviously heard this before. I never expect people to like be avid listeners and listen to every podcast. But as someone who goes on a lot of podcasts, I feel like I tell my story a lot because that's what people ask about. But I'm going to pretend like you've never heard my story before because 99.9% of you probably haven't. So I graduated from Penn State University in 2013. I'm like, did I graduate then? I don't even remember. 2013. I went to college an extremely disordered eater. I went to college knowing I wanted to help people. I think like teaching, nursing, probably leaning more towards the medical field. Didn't really know. Ended up going to summer session at Penn State. You go like 6 weeks before all the freshmen come, and it was like the best summer of my life. And you basically just like party and have an entire campus that you're running rampant on. You make like your best friends. You get to know the school before everyone comes. But I was lucky enough to fall into the course, two courses. This is actually really interesting now, thinking about this, telling the story. I took two courses. Also, like, you are there for 6 weeks taking two classes. Like, such a joke. But I took nutrition 101, a kinesiology class. Sorry, I took three. Or no. The one class was two. It was like nutrition 2 days a week, kinesiology 3 days a week, or vice versa. It was like you split it. And for those of you who don't know, like, kinesiology is fitness studies, which I have a minor in as well. So I had that. And then my other class was public speaking. And I sit here in this chair now, talking to you, thinking about how full circle that is, that like, I fucking love to talk. Clearly, look, listen to me on this microphone. I'm a terrible writer, but put a mic in my hand or put me in front of a camera, happy to be there. So public speaking and nutrition and kinesiology. And what do I do to this day? I public speak about nutrition and movement and your body. But that wasn't a class. Okay. So the funny thing about this, though, is I went into it thinking, I need to lose weight. I need to tell other people how to lose weight. I need to find the magic answer. I need to be happy. I need to be healthy. I need to be skinny. I need to be all these things. Well, come to find out, was extremely disordered. I feel like this is like a broken record kind of story for a lot of people, but I fell into the typical like college setting of binge drinking, and I abused Adderall, and I like restricted and then binged on food, and just really had unhealthy coping mechanisms, and just was struggling with some anxiety. Really like, it's so weird when I say all of this, because then you might be like picturing like, wow, she had a really rough college years. But like, I loved college. Like, I loved my friends. I loved Penn State. I was involved in Thon, which for those of you who are Penn Staters, you obviously know what Thon is. I was like the Thon 5K captain my senior year. I like So I danced in thong, like I did these incredible things, and I had such a fucked up relationship with food and my body. And I think that is so interesting to think about now, like reflecting, because there's a part of me that grieves, like I wish I could go back knowing what I know now and thinking about how much more I would enjoy college because I would be present. I wouldn't be using, like, abusing substances. I wouldn't be hating myself. Like, there's so many things I would do differently. And I'm not guilting or shaming myself for that, but recognizing, like, damn, I wish I could go back and know what I know now. But I digress. That could be a whole nother episode. Maybe we'll do some on my college experience. Got a lot of fun stories for you. I feel like a grandma being like, come hither, children. I have stories for you about when I would drink Natty Light and go to day parties, which we called them day longs. And I would stand on elevated surfaces and chug beers out of beer bongs and blackout. And here I am. So if I'm not a walking fucking showcase that you can do whatever you want, here we are. Okay. So let's get to it. 2013, graduated from Penn State. I was disordered. I didn't know what intuitive eating was. I didn't even know that, like, I knew what eating disorders were, but, like, didn't know much about them at all. Definitely didn't pay attention in class if we learned about it. I also didn't go to class a lot. I was the kid at Penn State that when you had, we had this one lecture hall. I forget what, was it Thomas? I think. I don't know. It had 720 people in it. And Courtney will vouch for me. My freshman roommate, I can tag her below. She, fucking freshman year, she would go to class for me and take my clicker. We had clickers. And she would fucking click in for attendance. And I wouldn't go because I was so hungover. I was that person, people. Digress. That just showcases my college experience. So when it came to graduation day, I was getting my bachelor's of science in nutrition. I was getting my minor in kinesiology. I knew I wanted to help people and I had no fucking idea what I was doing. Now, I did get accepted into my dietetic internship, which any RDs to be listening to this, I was sitting at Mad Mex at Penn State. I had taken many tequila shots. I don't know how they do it. I was in the ancient archaic days where you would like fucking sit on your phone and like keep updating the website to figure out if you got matched with a program. And I just remember sitting there like with other nutrition students. We, even like the goody two shoe girls that sat up at the front of class were there. And we were all just like, all right, let's see. And like some people started crying because they didn't get matched and they're like drunk. And I got matched to, it's called Adagio Health. It doesn't even exist anymore. So I always tell people like, am I really a dietitian? Because the program doesn't exist anymore. But hey, I'm grandfathered in because I like didn't pass an audit or some shit. Anyways, and I remember like my number one was somewhere in North Carolina because I wanted to like move south and like get away from the Northeast. And then I forget what my number two was, like literally don't remember. And then my number three, my third choice was the one I got matched with, which was in Pittsburgh, PA. For all y'all that know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Steelers fan, went to Penn State. So I remember calling my parents and being like pretty drunk and being like, I'm coming home. And she's like, my mom was like, it's okay. Like, you didn't get, and I was like, no, I got Pittsburgh. And so like wanted to live with my friends at like a fun spot in Shadyside at the time, like for my dietetic internship. But like, as dietetic interns, we have to pay to work for free. And basically you can't have a job unless you're working like insane hours. So anyways, lived with my parents for a year, went to Adagio, got my RD credential, sat for my national board, somehow by the grace of God, passed that test the first time. The machine like fucking shut off. And I was like, I have no idea. I failed, like it shut off early. Well, somehow I passed. I guess knowing a yield percentage of a potato is just so important. This is a heavy hitter episode for like RD students that like there's a lot of inside jokes, I feel like, for dietetic interns. The average folk doesn't know what the yield percentage of a potato means or a scoop size. Anyways, shout out to my HRIM majors. Okay, so I became a dietitian, but I guess I have to keep going with my timeline. So I became a dietitian in 2014, and I was so lucky that I had, did I have two or one? I was studying for my RD exam. I flew to Florida to my grandparents' place, which is like my favorite place. We vacation every summer. I was like, I need to get away from friends and I need to like come down here and I need to study. And I would like go to Starbucks every day, go to the beach, study. And I got two job offers. Yes, because I accepted it. I remember I had to go to the post office while I was in Florida. I had two job offers before I took my RD exam. One was the position I ended up moving forward with and accepting, which was ShopRite Supermarkets as a retail dietitian in New Jersey. Shout out to my Jersey girls. And the other was for a nonprofit called Power Up, which was, the job was based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was one of my rotations in my internship where you went into schools like in the cities and you taught nutrition education. I mean, I'm talking anywhere from like first grade to, I feel like we did like middle school, high school. And I really enjoyed that. Like I love working with kids. I love teaching. Hello. I love teaching. I feel like I get to do that now in my own way. But I just jumped at the bit for two reasons for ShopRite. One, at Penn State, everyone's from New Jersey, New York, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Obviously, there's outliers, but those are like the main ones. And so like all my friends were in New Jersey and New York, like in the city, like new jobs. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can go move to Hoboken and I can have this job. LOL at Jersey traffic though. Like my store that I ended up working in was like over an hour commute from Hoboken. It was a fucking shit show. I digress. So I really wanted ShopRite because one, I wanted the opportunity to move away, to get out, to be closer to Penn State friends. And two, I also had a rotation in a supermarket in my Pittsburgh dietetic internship where I was doing cooking classes, grocery store tours, counseling in a grocery store. And I was like, this is fucking awesome because you get to do so many different things. And even to this day, I still have connections at ShopRite. Shout out to, I don't want to say their names because I don't know if they work there anymore because it's been a while, but I have referred like interns that I work with that come work at Five Food Freedom. I've referred them to ShopRite supermarket positions because it is such an incredible like program for dietitians. I can't say that louder enough. ShopRite, shout out to you for being so amazing. Fun fact, when I became a retail dietitian in the ShopRite stores and moved to New Jersey, that is where I met the love of my life, Jenna Warner. Yes, I met the love of my life, my husband there too. But Jenna is the co-host of the What the Actual Fork podcast with me. She was on the dietitian team with me, later became a manager of me. Jenna and I both went to Penn State, but we missed each other by 1 year there. So we didn't know each other at Penn State. So I got to connect with Jenna. And then I worked in the supermarket for 2 years. And this is one of the pieces of advice that I give to dietetic interns. And this could replicate to any career. This doesn't just have to be dietetics, but if we hone it in a little bit more specific, you don't have to start with your dream job. Now, that's not me trying to crush your dreams. And say, like, I truly believe you are capable of whatever you want to do. And I truly believe that you can achieve that. And I think that you can utilize jobs in many ways to get you skill sets that will help you do the things you want to do. So if I use ShopRite as an example, I was one-on-one counseling. Now, ShopRite pays dietitians a salary. So the shoppers in the store, anybody in the public, can get free one-on-one counseling. Do you know how low stakes that is as a dietitian? That I'm a new dietitian, I'm counseling people. I learned a lot. Like, I'm sorry, but
the counselor I am today versus the counselor I was like over 10 years ago, night and day difference. And I'm forever grateful that ShopRite gave me the opportunity to practice that. I was able to do grocery store tours. I was able to go out into the aisles and do food demonstrations and cooking classes and all of this shit that makes me a better dietitian today. And I find that so many people, specifically in the niche that I'm in, because when we get interns, they want to do health at every size and intuitive eating. And that is incredible. I'm so happy and so excited that people are that jazzed and fired up. And I want to challenge you that you can bring intuitive eating, health at every size, weight inclusive practices into other jobs that aren't necessarily like promoted as that. Because, for example, when we were counseling, like we got to make it our own. The way you talk about food, the way the principles that you believe, the relationship that you hold with food, you exude that in your counseling and your grocery store tours and the way you speak about food. So you don't have to be getting a position that is like intuitive eating dietitian. You can work in a retail space and still align with certain principles, right? And so that is like one of the like gold star things. If you don't remember anything else from this as a dietetic intern, if you're listening to this or you're a nutrition student and you want to be a dietitian or you don't have to get your dream job, but you can still utilize that job to practice skills that are going to set you up for success in the dream job that you want. So let's fast forward now to 2016 when I accepted a job to move to Florida and Jenna was very upset with me. I will never forget the day that I had to tell Jenna in a meeting that I was moving to Florida to my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, moved to Florida. I had to go into a meeting with Jenna and our other boss, and they literally had like a folder in their hands of like a promotion related to corporate wellness and some other things that they were like starting to talk about for me. And I was like shaking and sweating and my heart was beating so fast. And I had to tell her that I was moving to Florida and we were crying. It was bad. It was really bad. But I knew that it was just the right thing. Like I knew I was being called to something else. So 2016, I moved to Florida. I start working in a private practice that is already established here in the Jacksonville area. I was working with an incredible seasoned dietitian, sports dietitian, who had an in-person practice, fully in person. And she taught me so much. And again, believed in me to come in and to really work with clients. And at that point, I already had 2 years of counseling experience, which I felt really comfortable working with people, listening to people, all of this stuff. Now, at this point, I had heard of intuitive eating. It sparked my interest. I read the book. I started being like, I think this is it. Like, I think this is what I want to do. But I didn't fully understand in the sense of like, if you're walking an intuitive eating journey and like, and you're teaching people that like you should only be doing that, like you cannot promote intentional weight loss and intuitive eating. And as I got deeper and deeper and deeper into learning about intuitive eating, anti-diet, haze, weight inclusive practice, I started to recognize that it wasn't, believe it or not, was not evident to me in the beginning. So, you know, I am in this private practice. Fast forward from May of 2016 to August of 2019, we end up purchasing a like standalone building, an office space. I became co-owner of this practice. We're building this out and starting to gain a following on social media. At that time, it was like boots on the ground social media. Do you guys remember like Instagram takeovers? Does anyone do that anymore where you would like partner with like a brand who had the blue check mark and who had hundreds of thousands of followers and you would be like, hi, I'm Sam, dietitian, and I'm taking over this Instagram today. Come along with me. And it was like basically day in the life, but then you would do stories. Anyways, I would partner like crazy, giveaways, all these things to try to grow on social. So different. And by that point, I was really digging into the intuitive eating stuff. And by fall of 2019, I believe it was November, I went to a non-diet principles workshop led by Haley Goodrich and Fiona Sutherland in person. And I left crying because I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot have one foot in diet culture and trying to help people intentionally lose weight, even if I'm trying to do it in a healthy way and help them and teach intuitive eating. And it wore on me. And for so long, I thought I could do it in a morally and ethically sound way, that because I just wanted to help as many people as possible. But the more I learned, the more I recognized I couldn't do that. And so at that point, 2020 hit and TikTok was exploding. It was just this perfect storm of like TikTok exploding. So virtual, like, and we had luckily already started taking people virtually, very few and far between, but we had the infrastructure set up and we shut down the in-person practice. After COVID hit, we, you know, closed down that practice and people didn't want to come back in. They wanted to stay virtual. So we switched it to a fully virtual practice, sold the building, and ended up splitting from my business partner. She was absolutely incredible. And we had different methodologies of nutrition. We had different alignment, different beliefs, and that's okay. And it was like the first time in my life I had to stop people pleasing because it wasn't good for either of us. And I had to be like, no, I don't agree with intentional weight loss. And that's fine if, you know, whoever does, but I can't do this anymore. And so 2020 rebranded to Find Food Freedom, went fully virtual, sold the in-person practice. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What is going on? And this is like, I don't even want to say it's embarrassing to say. That's not the right word. It's wild to say. TikTok changed my life. People say it all the time. It's true. It's fucking true. We started to go mega viral on there. Started to reach people in ways like people never heard about intuitive eating. Intuitive eating was taking off because of TikTok. They're behind me. They're up here. You can't see all of them, but NBC News, CBS Mornings, Drew Barrymore Show. Like, I got all of these national news features because of TikTok. Like, the producers found me on TikTok. Because of TikTok, I was introduced to Victoria Garrick Brown, Alyssa Amoroso, some people that, you know, I've been on their podcasts that I couldn't have dreamed of getting these type of features. And then just the incredible community that we built and reached thousands of people all around the globe. We had clients in Egypt, Spain, UK, Canada, Belize, of course, the US. And it was incredible. And it was all truly because of TikTok. And so that lasted as a virtual private practice, private pay for a really long time. Since 2016, I was private pay until 2024. And things started to change in 2023. I didn't mention that throughout all of this in 2022 and in 2024, I had two babies and started going through the IVF process back in 2019, 2020. So around 2023, I started seeing a shift in practice and how dietitians were showing up in this space. And to bring Jenna back into the story, Jenna has always been obviously a great friend and colleague, but even mentor to me. And she started making, you know, comments about how she was thinking of taking insurance. And for me, like, I had wrote it off for so long because between 2016 and 2023, we never needed to, we never did. And I just was like, it's a pain in the ass. I don't know how to figure that out. It feels like a full-time job. I feel like that's like always the narrative we hear around that. And Jenna took the risk and started doing it. And I really listened and learned and asked questions and had her to guide me. And I was like, you know what? I feel like this is the right move, because on every podcast, on every interview that I go on, I say, I want to help the most people as possible, right? I want people to make peace with food. I want people to make peace with their body. I want to help as many people as possible. Well, it started to feel really hypocritical to say, I want to help as many people as possible and not take health insurance. When I think about myself and when I'm looking for providers, right, whether it's a dentist or a dermatologist or whatever, you know, PCP, I'm looking for an in-network provider. So I thought of, well, if I'm looking for an in-network provider and I wouldn't seek out-of-network coverage for this, why in my right mind would I think, you know, that we shouldn't take insurance? And so I stopped with the excuses of like, oh, it's hard, it's a full-time job, blah, 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 blah. And I looked into it, and I can say from January of 2024 and now recording this, like about a little over a year later, we have a team of 14 registered dietitians that reside all over the nation, and we accept insurance in 22 states and accept over 100 plans, Aetna, Cigna, BCBS, United. We have dietitians in Alaska, Wisconsin, DC, oh my gosh, where? Massachusetts, California, all over. And so it's incredible. And it's something that, like, just running through this timeline today, if you would have told the, you know, drunken college student back in 2013 that hated their body, that didn't really know what they were going to do, that they would be sitting here today saying that they have an incredible team of 14 providers that they get to learn from, collaborate with, work alongside, I would have never believed you. And I say this because I think it's so important. Like, I talk to so many interns and dietetic students that are so sweet. And when they come on, they say, like, I want to do what you're doing. And, you know, I want to be on social media and I want to do all this. And that is incredible. And that is great. And I think sometimes social media gives us this, like, facade that, like, you know, one video has to blow up or one thing needs to go viral. And then, like, you're there. And I'm here to tell you, like, all of the experiences that I've had, obviously even before college, like even before the 2013 time period, but have made me into the dietitian that I am today. I had to fail a lot. I had to unlearn a lot. I cringe at how I used to teach, the harm that I used to cause in the dietetic space. But I tell you this because no matter where you're at in this journey, maybe you're coming to dietetics as a second, you know, career, like a career change. Maybe you're coming to it and it's the first thing you're doing. Maybe you're like, I don't know, I was thinking about it, but I don't know if I want to go that direction. So I say all this of, no matter where you're at in your journey professionally, or personally, it's wherever you're at is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that sounds like very woo-woo, but it, the more I reflect, the more every year I come to this kind of episode and I sit back and I look back, it always rings true. And so to wrap today's episode, I would love to hear from you of, you know, what you liked from this episode, what you took away from this episode. Please, please, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and use your review as an opportunity to tell us what you like and what you want to hear more of. The more I hear from you, the more I can continue to craft these episodes to be as helpful as possible for you. And even if you are not a dietetic student, I think today hopefully could be a great way for you to learn a little bit about me, where I came from, and that I'm just a human. And I know that sounds weird to say, but I think people think, like, you know, you see someone on social media and like, oh, they're a dietitian and like, I'm just a human. I'm just a human. I had all these very real life experiences that made me who I am today. And we all have a story. And no matter where you're at in your story, keep moving forward and recognize that whatever career you're in right now, whatever job you're doing right now, you can still learn and utilize skill sets that are going to get you to where you want to go. So that's what I got. That's a very philosophical way to end today's episode. I thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited for you to hear all of the episodes coming up in March, starting next week. With all of our Meet the Team episodes, you're going to hear from some incredible dietitians, providers on our team. So if you want to, you know, meet with them, get support from them, you're going to learn more about them and their specialties. So thanks for being here today. Shoot me a DM if you have questions, you want to connect, and I will see you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.